First of all, I think it's important to explain that this loan is not happening in a void. It's part of a coordinated set of actions to help Ghana recover from the crisis it currently finds itself in. Coordinated set of actions includes the World Bank, but also, first and foremost, the government of Ghana and the IMF. And so this operation comes at a critical time for Ghana. The country is climbing out of a macroeconomic crisis that basically was precipitated by pre-existing structural weaknesses and external shocks in 2022. And so those shocks and those weaknesses led to unsustainable public debt, to an inflation that reached over 50%, and to pressure on the balance of payments. And I think one thing that's really important is that the vulnerable segments of the population, the poorer Ghanaians, have been particularly affected by this crisis in the form of, you know, increased poverty and increased food insecurity.
You said that $300 million is the first of three disbursements. Are there more loans to be made by Ghana?
Yes, this is correct. This financing is part of a series of three financings, three loans to Ghana, and that's the first one for $300 million. The other two will happen in the course of the next 2 years.
Years back, we used to hear about IMF, World Bank, lending conditionalities. Are there any conditions for this loan?
So there are no conditions per se. The loan, its purpose is to support the government's efforts and to help them implement key reforms. And in particular, we're trying to support those reforms which align with the World Bank mission and vision of a world free of poverty on a livable planet. So in practice, this operation series, it's aimed to supporting a coherent program of reforms, which really try to do two things. One, in the short term, it's trying to help restore macro stability. And in the medium term, to help lay the foundation for sustainable and resilient economic growth.
You see, I'm asking this question because some opposition politicians have criticized the current government of accruing more debt, and that this money will not be used for the purpose for which it is given. So that's why I'm asking for conditions.
Look, I think that what's important to say here is that the money is given as a budget support. So there is no specific allocation of this money that's being transferred to Ghana. However, the World Bank is confident that the reforms that we aim to support have been implemented and are being implemented by the government. And also, like, we work in close coordination with the government and other partners such as the IMF to ensure that the program that Ghana is implementing that aims at restoring debt and fiscal sustainability is implemented. So we're monitoring all sorts of things on top of this financing.
In other words, you'll be watching how this money is used.
Not in detail. But, you know, we're making sure that the overall macroeconomic and fiscal policy framework of Ghana is sustainable.
Mr. Emela, thank you so much for this information.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking with you as well.